Yemenis staged their weekly demonstration in the 60 square of the Yemeni capital. They shouted slogans in support of unity and dialogue to end the nation's perpetual disputes. The protesters said the nation's unity and independence are a main demand of the Yemeni revolution, which will not be compromised or overlooked. This after separatist demonstrations erupted in the south of the country Thursday, where people called for an independent southern state. Imam Abdullah Za'atar said dialogue between both sides is the only solution.
The national dialogue is for the benefit of us all. We hope to discuss all our issues in the national dialogue and come up with a durable solution which will benefit all Yemenis, especially the southerners and their case. Therefore, we call on them to come to dialogue.
Abdullah Muhammad, who is from the south, says the Yemeni government needs to take the South case seriously and respect their demands because they have been oppressed for many years under the previous regime. He adds that many southerners seek to separate from the North. However, in his opinion, a federal system is the only solution which will be accepted by both sides.
We, the southerners here, hope that our brothers in the North can accept our opinions and political views. We call on them to respect our demand for a federalist system because we believe it is the only solution which will end years of oppression of the South and restore our properties.
After many months' delay due to numerous disputes between the Southern Socialist Party and Yemeni opposition parties, the National Dialogue Day has been set to launch on March 18. According to officials, the Southern movement will take part in the dialogue. However, many other Southern leaders have refused to join. A day after clashes broke out in southern Yemen between separatists and security forces. Here in the capital Sana'a, Friday protesters came out to call for unity and dialogue to resolve disputes. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.